7.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After announcing a rare earth minerals deal with Australia, President Trump says he's confident he and China's President Xi can finalize a trade deal before a new round of tariffs kick in for China on November 1st. China recently said it would limit its export of rare earth metals.
We have a tremendous power, and that's the power of tariff. And I think that China will come to the table and make a very fair deal. Because if they don't, they're going to be paying us 157% in tariffs.
Analysts say tariffs typically get passed on to businesses and U.S. consumers. Hamas announced it is handing over another Israeli captive to the Red Cross today and then on to the IDF for identification. The body located Sunday, Hamas says, in Gaza. It is day 20 of the federal government shutdown. Democrats and Republicans remain deadlocked over restoring health care benefits. The Senate takes up another vote tonight on a measure to end the shutdown. It's not expected to pass. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced a preliminary injunction to continue blocking the U.S. Department of Agriculture from turning SNAP data over to the federal government. The injunction originates from a multi-state lawsuit filed in July, arguing the Trump administration's demand for personal and sensitive information on Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients violates federal law and the Constitution. The USDA had threatened to withhold funding through SNAP, known as Food Share in Wisconsin, without that data. State lawmakers are introducing new legislation seeking to expand access to dual enrollment programs for high school students. The programs allow high school students to earn high school and college credits at the same time, but schools in areas that are smaller, more rural, or have higher rates of poverty are less likely to offer the courses. The dual enrollment reform bill seeks to make those programs more accessible with an online portal through the Department of Workforce Development and an oversight council with members from other education agencies. The Rice Lake Public Library is inviting area families to a couple of Halloween activities this weekend. The library will host a storytime and pumpkin decorating event on Friday at Midwest Harvest Hills beginning at 4 p.m. On Saturday, library staff will also hand out candy to kids at the downtown trick-or-treating event from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. These trick-or-treating events are meant to give area kids a safer place to fully enjoy the holiday. More information on this week's events and other upcoming programs can be found on the Rice Lake Public Library website. Hayward area residents are being invited to a number of family-friendly Halloween events beginning this week. The events aim to create a safer environment for kids to go trick-or-treating while also providing more entertainment for families. This week, the Seven Winds Casino Lodge and Conference Center will host a drive-through trick-or-treating event on Friday from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., and Barnes EMS will host a similar event on Saturday from 2 to 4. There will also be a larger Halloween celebration on October 31st in downtown Hayward from 4 to 7. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A comeback win for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers scored in the final 2 minutes to beat the Cardinals 27-23 here at State Farm Stadium. Matt LaFleur, on a critical 4th-and-2, decided to let Jordan Love keep a winning drive alive with a pass to Tucker Kraft.
For Matt to decide to go for that right there in that situation, to have that confidence in the offense for us to go make a play, and then for us to go out there and do it. You know, that's one of those, it's one of those decisions that, you know, it's going to suck if we don't get it, but when you do, it pays off like that when we go out there and get the win. And then obviously to finish off with a touchdown was huge.
Tucker Kraft had 5 catches for 58 yards, including a touchdown play that they ran last week against the Bengals.
It's a big play within our offense. You know, we're just tallying them up at this point because we run it so often. We know that they know.
So the Packers improved to 4-1-1 and for now remain atop of their division. Tonight, it's the Lions and Buccaneers in Detroit on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. This afternoon, showers developing, breezy south to southwest winds up around 30 miles per hour, with highs topping out in the lower 60s. For tonight, evening showers, then skies turning partly cloudy, still breezy, morning lows in the lower 40s. Currently 59 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Yes, Pat Kreitlow will be joining us after 9:30. I hope you can join us too.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Is the Tom Hartman
Program.
Hey, welcome
to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Malcolm Nance, a U.S. intelligence expert, former spy, author of several books, including They Want to Kill Americans and The Plot to Destroy Democracy. He has a great Substack newsletter. It's free. You can get it over at malcolmnance.substack.com or malcolmnance.org. On Blue Sky, he's malcolmnance.bluesky.social, or basically at Malcolm Nance. And Malcolm, welcome back to the program. It's been too long since we've spoken.
Well, I'm just sorry. We got to keep speaking.
Yeah, I'm with you. I wanted to talk about the stuff, some of the stuff that you're really an expert on, and I'm not so much. We had this meeting with Mr. Zelensky, President Zelensky in the White House, last Friday, and apparently Pete Hegseth showed up wearing a tie that was the colors of the Russian flag, white, blue, red, which is kind of bizarre. And there was, and from some of these reports that are leaking out now, Trump actually was yelling at him, throwing maps on the floor, and telling him that, what do you know about this, and what do you think about it?
Yeah, you know, I've been watching this ever since that meeting, and I've been talking to other people who know people that were in the room on both sides. And this is bizarre. I want you to look back at the meeting that Trump had with Zelensky last February, where they started, you know, where Trump humiliated him in public. This was worse. This is where Trump humiliated him in private. And essentially, after speaking to Vladimir Putin, intended to get Vladimir Zelensky to accept Russia's proposal to surrender the provinces of Donbass, which Russia invaded in 2014. And Russia only occupies half of that province. It doesn't occupy all of it. And Luhansk, which is the other governorate that Russia invaded in 2014, they would permanently get Crimea and would give back to Ukraine very little parts of Kherson province and Zaporizhzhia province, and essentially reward Russia with the entire southeastern portion of Ukraine, including, here's the kicker, Tom, the sections of Donbass and Luhansk, which the Ukrainians never lost. So it would be the equivalent of saying, yeah, you have half of New York State, but we want everything, including all of New York State and New Jersey as well, to reward us for stopping a war that we, Russia, started. And Trump came to this meeting with Moscow's maps and showed Zelensky that Moscow wants this and you're going to give it to them. He is so incensed about trying to have this, you know, that he's ending this war because there's $500 billion of oligarch money in Russia Trump doesn't have access to. It got pretty bad.
So why? I mean, Craig Unger has been reporting on this forever, you know, about Trump going to Russia in the 80s and his wife's father was a KGB informant and they flattered him and he came back here and he published this op-ed saying that we should pull out of NATO and crap on the Japanese and et cetera, et cetera. There's this persistent belief that Trump has always been an agent of Russia. What's your opinion of why he's doing this?
Well, you know, I wrote 3 books about Trump's relationship with Russian intelligence. Mm. And when I wrote The Plot to Destroy Democracy and The Plot to Betray America, I went to Putin's offices in Dresden. And Craig Unger wrote about this in House of Putin, House of Trump. It was first came out from The Guardian, where they found that as early as 1977, Ivana Trump's father was the reporting entity about everything that happened between his daughter, Donald Trump. Every phone call was listened to. When the kids came to go to camp, they were under, you know, Czech intelligence and KGB control. So by 1987, when you mentioned these op-eds about him wanting to be a nuclear arms controller and to possibly run against George Herbert Walker Bush, the KGB had a decade's worth of intelligence collection against him. But Trump has always been fascinated with women and activities behind the Iron Curtain back during the Cold War. 2 of his wives are from former Soviet Union states, satellite states that were in the Warsaw Pact. And he just sees Russia as the last bastion of enormous amounts of sanctioned money that he can get access to. This has nothing to do with Ukraine and sovereignty and the defense of democracy. He wants Moscow's sweet, sweet money.
How? What money is this and how does he get it?
Well, you know, when we started the sanctions regime, Moscow has been under sanctions since 2014 for the initial invasion of Ukraine when they seized Crimea, Donetsk, and Luhansk. Then in 2022, they were under severe restrictions because of the invasion of Ukraine. That money is frozen. Moscow's oligarch money. Don't forget, Putin himself may be one of the world's richest men with as much as $250 billion of secret hidden funds. They can't bank anywhere in the world that does business with U.S. and Western banks. They want Trump to unfreeze the sanctions. Trump wants access to that money, but to get it, Moscow has to get him what he believes is his Nobel Prize situation. But Moscow understands Putin is a KGB officer. He manipulates people. Trump is one of the most easily manipulated people on this planet. All you have to do is flatter him. And the secret talks between Witkoff and Moscow is you can get access to our money, but you have to raise sanctions. And to do that, you have to give us Ukraine and end this war. One other thing, Tom. Zelensky was told by Trump that the Russian economy is booming and that Ukraine is on the verge of collapse. And all of that is the exact opposite. The Russian economy is on the verge of total collapse. Their energy industry, 40% of it is on fire from Ukrainian drones. And Ukraine is doing pretty well. Things got pretty bad in that meeting to the point where Zelensky hinted that he doesn't need the United States weapons anymore. He can fight with the European Union. But all of this is playing into Vladimir Putin's hands because he and Trump are alike in terms of mindset as a dictator and a wannabe dictator.
Let me run my nightmare scenario by you and reality test it, if I may. We know that ever since Margaret Thatcher, when she got in trouble with the coal union and her economy went into the tank, she had her little war with the Falklands and that bailed her out. You know, it boosted her popularity. Ronald Reagan saw that and said, oh, really? And so when the Marine barracks was blown up in Lebanon and 200 plus Marines died, he needed a distraction, so he invaded Grenada. And then George Herbert Walker Bush had his little war, you know, in Iraq. And then George W. Bush even told Mickey Herskowitz, his biographer, that if he got elected, he was going to have a little war in Iraq, but he was going to make it last until the election so he'd get reelected. Mm-hmm. This is a Republican thing, you know, these little wars. And it looks to me like Trump is fixing for a little war with Venezuela. My suspicion is it won't be a little war once it starts, because Venezuela is going to fight back, number one. Venezuelans are very nationalistic. But here's my scenario. Trump starts his little war with Venezuela. Putin says, okay, this is the moment. And he uses like a tactical nuke to take out Kyiv or something, or he just, you know, launches a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. China, at that same moment, probably in coordination between Xi and Putin, invades Taiwan. And Netanyahu says, oh, ho, now look at this. Everybody's all tied up. I can do, and he starts bombing Iran. And we're in World War III. Am I crazy?
Yeah. Let's just put it this way. You have elements of sanity involved in what you've said that are all true and could happen. I would remove the Putin nuke in Kyiv. They want to see this done on a large scale to where the United States now becomes Russia's ally and assist in the collapse of Ukraine. What Russia needs more than anything
is a break.
Well, the
effect is the same. Right.
Yeah. Well, sort of. But, you know, when you say Russia would invade them, in what army? They have no army that is even intact. Their morale is broken. The Ukrainians actually have a very good chance of breaking through. China invading Taiwan, that's given. I mean, Pete Hegseth just a few weeks ago during his Pentagon speech had talked up to the joint staff about withdrawing from the Indo-Pacific and Europe and eliminating Africa Command. And essentially, and then turning the U.S. armed forces against, quote unquote, the homeland threats, which means American citizens. Right. China can't believe their luck. The United States is withdrawing from the world and essentially living out a 1939 fantasy. So China definitely is going to invade Taiwan, and the United States is not going to defend it. But with regards to Venezuela, Trump's entire strategy on Venezuela comes from a Tom Clancy novel, A Clear and Present Danger. And he wants to put in and has ordered the CIA to put in clandestine services personnel, special operations personnel. We have an armada off of Venezuela right now that is just as big as the armada that was off Yemen when we were doing active cruise missile attacks, bombardments of Yemen, minus a full-scale aircraft carrier battle group. If a carrier battle group shows up down there, then we're definitely going to war with Venezuela. The problem is they have a multi-hundred-thousand-man military that's pretty good.
Right.
And we can give them an economic stranglehold. But then again, their relationships with China, Russia, and Iran could result in some nasty things. I mean, Iran already transshipped them anti-ship missiles.
Yeah, and it's by the way, we have 40 seconds till we hit a hard break here. I can't stop. And also, I think it's important to note that I understand Venezuela has four times more oil than Saudi Arabia?
In terms of global reserve, yes. But, you know, so it's an economic prospect. Trump wants it. It looks like money. He thinks he's going to get it, and he'll go to war to get it.
And the Koch brothers, don't they run the only refinery in the United States that can deal with Venezuela and all?
Yeah, they do.
So this is all kind of coming together, isn't it, Malcolm?
It is. And if we don't turn out as a body to overturn the next, to win the next election, then this is all good. Your future forever, an American dictatorship at war.
Yeah, I agree. The great Malcolm Nance, intelligence expert, malcolmnance.substack.com. Is that right now? Do I have that right, Malcolm?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, great. Yeah, get over there. Sign up. It's a free newsletter, and it is spectacular. Malcolm, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always great talking with you.
A pleasure, Tom.
I appreciate it. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a minute.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option, and we try to stay informed. We'll be right back.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
Amery Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amery Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amery's south side, Amery Chevrolet is here when you need them.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
They were it. That's the ballgame.
Adrian Klenz is executive director of the Center for Deafblind Persons. Those cuts, those programs would be rolled into something else. Is there a group deafblind children could be folded into?
There is no other program. Those seven individuals have the specialized training to help those with dual sensory loss. There's no one else in the state of Wisconsin that has that training.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sure.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are you can tough it out, get sick, and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit, and they're great for when you travel. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. But to get that discount, you also have to use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out. urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and then use that promo code Tom, T-H-O-M.
Voice is strong, will bend but never break. Justice calls us now, it's now or never. Our silence is a choice we can't afford to make. Show up for democracy, don't stand by. Raise your voice, lift it high. Call your leaders, speak your truth, vote with power, old and youth. Show up for democracy, our freedom's on the line. Talk to your neighbors, share the fire.
Welcome back, 25 minutes past the hour. Sandy in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Sandy, what's up?
Hi, I've got two solutions.
Cool.
Looking at the fact that, I mean, what I see it is that money is controlling so much. It's a government takeover by big money. So here are my two problems and the two solutions. One involves the Insurrection Act.
Mm-hmm.
I think we the people need leadership on this. We always react and then send a firm letter. But we need our representatives to stand up and say, hey, he's going to do this, and this is what you do. You don't have to listen to this. So I think they need to preempt, you know, take all of our elected officials in Congress and the Senate, both the Senate and the House, both Dems and Republicans, who state that we're the ones who believe in democracy, not autocracy. We don't want one-party rule, and stand in front of the steps somewhere, you know, in Congress, and you know, educate the Americans on what this act is, and note that the conditions for it do not exist. But what I'm afraid is that Trump is going to just announce it one day, and we're going to like, oh, God, we're not supposed to go on the streets. We're not supposed to do that. Mm-hmm. We need our leadership to get out there and say, look, he doesn't have the right to call this. There's no constitutional reason for him. You know, you can ignore it. Don't worry about it. It'll still be problematic, but not, you know, we'll have some talking points. And the other thing is, working on the idea that it's all about big money taking over government, is take the first step and reverse Citizens United Plus by signing on to support the We the People Amendment. That can be found at movetoamend.org/amendment.
Yeah, I'm with you, Sandy. You know, we almost did that. We almost did that in 2022, I think it was, with, you know, until Manchin and Sinema just killed it. But Sandy, thank you. Keep thinking. You're doing great. Good stuff. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your calls. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of Zyppa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes. And then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is, I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So Zipa, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that Zipa is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's Zipa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to Zipa.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to 511-511.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Amy Gaither, director of a new show at the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls. Then Eric and Adam from Ask Your Mother drop by to rock the studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Another Republican candidate has entered the field for lieutenant governor in 2026. On Monday, small business owner Will Martin officially announced his candidacy for the race, joining former mayor of Lancaster David Varnum in the Republican primary field. Martin ran for the position in 2022 but fell short in the primary. He also previously worked under former Republican governors Scott Walker and Tommy Thompson. On the Democratic side, only Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski has announced her campaign for lieutenant governor. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding residents to be on the lookout for deer at this time of year. According to a press release, drivers are at a greater risk of crashing into a deer in October and November as hunting seasons get underway and the hours of daylight decrease. There were over 17,000 crashes involving deer in the state last year, about a third of which occurred in October and November. St. Croix County in the northwest Wisconsin region also saw the third highest total of deer-related crashes last year, with nearly 800. Duluth Mayor Roger Reinert is proposing a moratorium on licensing for short-term rental properties amid rising housing costs. Like many other municipalities across the region, Duluth is struggling with a shortage of available housing, contributing to higher housing prices as well as workforce shortages. Mayor Reinert says they've seen a significant increase in the number of single-family homes being converted into short-term rental properties, further constraining the city's housing stock issues. The license moratorium on those units would last for 1 year. The St. Croix Valley Foundation has announced the launch of a new grant program for nonprofits serving western Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota. The Nonprofit Capacity Building Grant Program will distribute $3.5 million of funding to help area nonprofits become more efficient and sustainable. Officials say nonprofits in the area are under heavy strain, facing persistent staffing shortages with limited budgets and turnover in leadership positions. More information on eligibility for the grant funding is available on the St. Croix Valley Foundation website. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. This afternoon, showers developing, breezy south to southwest winds up around 30 miles per hour, with highs topping out in the lower 60s. For tonight, evening showers, then skies turning partly cloudy, still breezy, morning lows in the lower 40s. It's 60 at our studios.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time after a very disconcerting and busy news and sports weekend. We will sit down and discuss it all with our friend and colleague of Matt Nair on Air, Jay and Matt Nair. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
They say we're small, but history knows. It only takes a spark before the fire grows. Not 50%, not even 10. Just the hearts of a few rising up again. From the fields of Maine to the Georgia pines, in college towns and factory lines, we're standing up, we're making noise. Everyday women, men and boys. One in every 28, that's all it takes to bend the arc, to raise the stakes. We're marching forward, hearts ablaze, through muddy roads and darker days. With hands held high, we won't be late to change the world. Just one. No need for thrones. No.
Welcome
crowns
back. So Judd Legum over at his newsletter is... this is pretty amazing reporting, is talking about how popular information, popular.info is the website, is talking about how ICE is purchased, quote, there have been significant purchases of chemical weapons and guided missile warheads and explosive components. ICE is building an army. If the immigration, this is a quote, if the immigration enforcement apparatus of the United States were its own national military, it would be the 13th most heavily funded in the world. This puts it higher than the national militaries of Poland, Italy, Australia, Canada, Turkey, and Spain, and just below Israel. Amazing. It's just amazing. The article's over popular.info and also on rawstory.com. Claudia, Newport, Oregon. Hey, Claudia, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Boy, that's bad news, what you just said.
That's wild news. It's incredible.
I know. It's like every day, you know, I'm ready for it. I'm calling about, in your first hour, you were talking about how Occupy didn't have a leader and, you know, it may have been a mistake and stuff. And, you know, I kind of agree, but now I'm thinking... we have to do something different. The Republicans, the GOP is like breaking all the rules. Mm-hmm. They're breaking the mold. We got to do this thing where no Schumer thinking allowed anymore. Do something different. Mm-hmm. Why don't we have, instead of one person, which is also vulnerable to kind of, you know, violence, let's have a group of people on stage, and I'm talking Bernie, AOC, Gavin Newsom, Jamie Pritzker, more and more people we can't even think of. Let's all go up on the stage and do, it would be something different. It would be kind of a power statement. And flood the zone with these groups of people, and it could be a changing thing, not always the same group.
Well, we've got some good talent out there, and you identified a lot of those people, and there are people who are leaders in their own states, certainly, and Pritzker is at the top of my list right now, for the presidential nomination, in fact. And that's a good thing. I'm not despairing. I'm very, very concerned. I think the other point that needs to be made, and I didn't make it in my article today, it's probably, it would probably make a good standalone op-ed, is that Trump is nowhere near as strong as he thinks he is. And, he sees the power of government, but he's incredibly unpopular. I mean, the only way that he's holding the Republican Party together right now is not, they're not proud of him, they're not supportive of him, broadly speaking. They don't see him as a statesman. They're afraid of him. I mean, he's holding everything together right now with fear. He's punishing his enemies. And in fact, you know, releasing George Santos, I believe the whole reason why he gave a commutation to George Santos, let him get out of jail, was, and keep in mind, George Santos wasn't convicted for lying to his constituents about, you know, all the things he lied about. He was convicted for financial crimes, for fraud, which, of course, is, you know, what Trump does. But what Trump was doing by getting Santos out of jail is he was saying to Republicans, on the one hand, if you are with me, I will protect you. But if you're not with me, if you're a Republican like Jim Comey, you know, who is not on my side, I'm going to push you right up against the wall, and we're going to aim a firing squad at you, or at least an economic one. I mean, you know, he doesn't have to win a lawsuit against, he doesn't have to prosecute Comey successfully. He doesn't have to send him to prison. Just charging him is going to cost Comey hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend himself. Certainly, Claudia.
Sorry, but yeah, it's not just Trump. I mean, I think he's got a lot of puppet masters. He can barely speak a sentence. Yeah. There's a lot of people, you know, pulling the strings.
Yeah, here. There's a bunch of right-wing billionaires, and I think they're doing it with and via J.D. Vance, frankly. And some of these so-called tech bros. I'm with you. Claudia, thank you. Thanks for the call. Chris in St. Augustine, Florida. Hey, Chris, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I listen to a lot of political talk radio, and this show is definitely one of the best. In between your commercials, the way that you give history and things that you research on is wonderful.
Thank you.
I would just like to push back on just a couple things.
Go for it.
I didn't pay that much attention in high school, and right now the government is shut down, and how many Democrats need to change their vote to open the government? And conversely, how many Republicans would need to change their vote to open the government?
There's two ways.
Is it a 51 or is it a 60?
Well, there's two ways the government can be opened. There's this thing called the filibuster, which is not in the Constitution. It's a made-up thing that a bunch of senators got together back in the early 1800s. And they came up with the filibuster specifically to block discussions of ending slavery. And what the filibuster says is that if a single politician in either party declares a filibuster, then it grinds everything to a halt, at least with regard to that particular piece of legislation, until the other side can come up with 60 votes to break that filibuster. It actually used to be 66 votes. Then it went down to 65, then it went down to 60, but 60 votes. But that's just a rule in the Senate. Now, the rules of the Senate can be changed with 51 votes, simple majority. So If John Thune is the Senate Majority Leader, he's the Republican who is doing what Mitch McConnell used to do and what Chuck Schumer used to do when they were, you know, when their parties were in charge. And so All John Thune would have to do is introduce a one-paragraph resolution that says we are suspending the Senate rule on the filibuster for the next 24 hours. And then during that 24 hours, with a 50 vote, and he can do that with 51 votes, and he's got 53 Republicans, right? And he even has, you know, two Democrats and an independent who are going along with him. So he could easily do that. And then once he's suspended the filibuster for 24 hours, he passes the continuing resolution and opens the government back up. And then the next day, the filibuster is back the way it was. He can easily do this. And not only can he easily do it, Republicans have done this probably 100 times in the last 15 years. They've done it over and over and over again to Pete Hegseth was filibustered, and they broke the filibuster and got him in with 50 votes, 51 votes. And this goes way back, right? They do it with Supreme Court justices. They do it with federal judges. And the Democrats tried to do this in 2022 when they had the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the For the People Act that would have ended Citizens United. They tried to break the filibuster, and they needed 51 votes, and they had Kamala Harris as vice president, who is the president of the Senate. She could be the 51st vote because there were only 50 Democratic senators at the time. And if all 50 of the Democratic senators had voted to break the filibuster and Harris had added her vote, then they could have passed that legislation, ended Citizens United, given us an absolute right to vote, stopped gerrymandering, and got dark money out of our politics. But Kyrsten Sinema mm-hmm. and Joe Manchin were taking big money from right-wing billionaires and industry, and they refused to go along with breaking the filibuster. But the point is, I don't have any illusions that, if John Thune wanted to break the filibuster, that he would have, maybe Rand Paul would go against him. But he's got 53 votes. He can easily do it. He only needs 50, plus J.D. Vance. So it doesn't need any Democrats at all.
So a friend of mine was telling me that right now Republicans have to change their vote to get this open. And is that... So that's basically
what the Democrats are saying, and I don't know which Democratic senator declared the filibuster. It might have been Schumer just on behalf of everybody. But what the Democrats are saying is we're going to filibuster your continuing resolution, which would open the government back up until the end of November, actually. It just, it's only for another month and a half. They're saying we won't do that unless you guys will pass a simple piece of legislation that restores these Obamacare, these Affordable Care Act subsidies, which is only $20 billion, by the way. Donald Trump wants to give $40 billion to Argentina to bail out his buddy Milei down there. He could easily end the filibuster tomorrow by simply saying, I'm going to take $20 billion and instead of giving it to Argentina, giving half of it to Argentina, I'm going to use that, for the Affordable Care Act subsidies. And that would prevent everybody's health insurance policies, or at least, some 50 million Americans on ACA, from doubling in the next month or so. But he doesn't want to do that because that's the demand that the Democrats are making right now.
So the formal term right now is filibuster. And that's what I have to educate myself
that's
on.
Correct.
Filibusters. That's where we're in right now.
That's the key to the whole thing. Yeah, the House can pass legislation with a simple majority. The Senate can, but if somebody objects, if they declare a filibuster, then now you got to have 60 votes, unless the Senate Majority Leader decides to suspend the rules, and the rules, of course, being the filibuster. So, make sense, Chris?
And that's not a law. It's just a rule, like you said.
That's correct. It's not a law. It's not in the Constitution. It's never been written as a law. It is simply a rule by which, and the senator and the Senate makes up its own rules. And they've got lots of them. So, Chris, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. And I appreciate your calling and asking, because I'm guessing a lot of people have the same confusion. Thank you, Chris. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor will see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code Tom to get $45 off.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After serving less than 4 months of a 7-year sentence, disgraced New York Congressman George Santos had his sentence commuted by President Donald Trump on October 17th. Santos had pleaded guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft in August 2024. Shortly after the newly elected congressman took office, inconsistencies surfaced about Santos's resume and financial dealings. The FBI, IRS, and the U.S. Attorney's Office investigated, and in May 2023, leveled 13 charges of wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and lying on U.S. House financial forms. More charges of identity theft and credit card fraud followed in October 2023. After a plea deal, Santos pleaded guilty on reduced charges, was forced to pay restitution, and began serving an 87-month sentence in July 2025. U.S. Attorney John Durham said at the time, "Today, George Santos was finally held accountable for the mountain of lies, theft, and fraud he perpetrated." October 13th, Santos published an open letter to Trump in the South Shore Press, saying, quote, "I am asking for fairness, for the chance to rebuild." In commuting his sentence on Friday, Trump wrote, "George Santos was somewhat of a rogue, but there are many rogues throughout our country that aren't forced to serve 7 years in prison." We've linked the Santos letter at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. And you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom. Billionaires will bring back your rights. The revolution's here. We're knocking on the door. Welcome to Bernie's anti- past the hour, picking up your calls here. Bill in Sun City, Arizona. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hi, Tommy. The last question you asked Congressman Connell was, where do we go?
Mm-hmm.
You know where we go? We go home. You know what we do? We come out to our front lawn, front yards, or in front of our apartment buildings at 6:30 as it crosses the continent, right? And we bring a pot and drum, whatever makes big noise, and we make noise for a half an hour. And the West Coasters are invited to start early. The East Coasters are invited to start late. And we make a big noise.
You're trying to start a movement here, Bill? I mean, you remember when we did that during COVID, you know, to celebrate the doctors and nurses who were, you know, dying in the trenches, as it were. But yeah, well, that's a good idea, Bill. Thank you. Thanks.
Wait a minute, Tom.
Yeah,
please. You know, many times I said to you, we learn from each other. What we learn the most, we learn from each other. Doing this by coming out to your house, if you're the first one, don't worry about it. People will join you. Let the sound travel. They keep asking people to travel. Tom, I can't travel.
Have you tried this, Bill?
Banging a drum?
Yeah.
There's a million things I do to get attention, Tom. I put a little orange thing.
Well, I was just wondering if you went out in front of your house and banged a drum for a half hour, if somebody called the police on you.
Well, why? At an appropriate time. The noise ordinance is for after 10 o'clock.
Okay. Well, I'm not dissing it. All ideas are welcome.
You've heard the phrase a million times. Blanked out of office. Drummed out of office.
Yeah, drummed out
Let's
of office. There you go. Oh, I like that. That's
on Wednesday.
There you go. Drum him out of office. Okay, I got it. Bill, thank you. Tim in Aloha, Oregon. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I know the syndrome has taken over this society, and we talked many times before, Tom. I've been in the same neighborhood for 35 years. I own my house. I'm the last original owner out of 23 homes in this area. I've seen a couple of generations of kids grow up through here, and I call it the I'm not aware and I don't care syndrome. You know how many high school and college kids I've seen grow up? They don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Scary stuff.
Yeah.
And the history is taking a beating in the classrooms. I talked to one of my neighbors, and he said, Tim, he wanted to talk to me. He said, I learned more from you than what I did in my history class. That's scary stuff.
Yeah.
And that's something. And I know people who are teachers. Some of them retired early and stuff. They're burned out because kids don't want to listen. They want to play with their electronic toys. And then you've got middle class. I've been in a decent middle class neighborhood where these people are spending more money than they make, you know. And so what they're doing, they're buying cars they shouldn't buy. They're taking vacations they shouldn't. And all they do is complain about how much money is. One of the neighbors had two mortgages on his house. Hmm. See, that's the kind of stuff in the base of this country is making a determination of where we're going to go.
Yeah.
You know, and you look at Trump, you know, one of the real key elements of this, he's not 9 months away from getting out of office. He's 9 months into office. Look at the time element we have here.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah.
And everything you see negative or positive on regard to what's going on in politics or the economy, all it does is keep the emphasis on the Epstein deal. And we've got Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's coming. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
People are just tired of it. You know,
I wonder if they're selling Jeffrey Epstein Halloween masks.
Yeah.
You can get a whole bunch of people wearing them and show up at the White House.
That would probably work to their advantage again, too, you know, as long
Trump,
as they have the
Trump would let them in.
Right.
Oh, Jeffrey, yeah, you're back.
This is scary stuff. It's based on just an everyday economy. You know?
Yeah, it truly is. Yeah, I got it. Tim, thanks a lot for the call. It's good to hear from you. It's, we're hitting the top of the hour. It's the end of the show. So, at least today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Sun just came out here in Oregon. I hope it's a nice day for you. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Hug somebody. Stay safe. I'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, free shipping and 365-day returns.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
At Amory Chevrolet, people come first. Built on trust and hometown values, they offer reliable service and peace of mind with a lifetime warranty on every new Chevrolet, plus select pre-owned and certified vehicles. With the best selection in stock and complete service and parts department, their factory-trained ASE certified technicians are proven to keep your vehicle running strong. Conveniently located off of Highway 46 on Cornwall Avenue in Amory, Wisconsin. Amory Chevrolet, where they treat people like people every day.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The government shut down in day 20, impacting furloughed federal workers and Americans who rely on government services, including farmers. Joe Maxwell is a fourth-generation farmer and president of Farm Action Fund.
While we're in harvest, it's now that farmers begin to prepare their fields and to make plans for next spring, for spring planting. So it's really a critical time for the government to be shut down, really puts the farmers in a horrible personal stress, financial stress for their farms.
The Senate taking up a vote again later today aimed at ending the shutdown. Hamas has returned another body and it is in Israeli custody where testing will take place, trying to verify if it's one of the deceased hostages. President Trump today threatening to eradicate Hamas, he says, if the violence against Gazans doesn't stop after reports by the State Department that Hamas has violated the ceasefire deal. This is ABC News.
You're listening.